Yesterday we introduced the question of shaving on Chol HaMoed. We began with the Isser down in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch to shave or to take haircut on Chol HaMoed. The reason given in the Gemara is because, to Kanas Chazal, Chazal were afraid that if one were to be allowed to shave or take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, he might neglect to do so before Yom Tov, thinking, no problem, I'll do it during Chol HaMoed. And that would lead to a lack of kavod Yom Tov. Chazal therefore said, in order to ensure that one prepares by taking a haircut or shaves before Yom Tov, l'kavod Yom Tov, one is not going to be allowed to do so on Chol HaMoed, during Chol HaMoed itself. That is the Pesach in Shulchan Aruch. There is one sheet in the Rishonim of Ben Otam says that since this is the concern of the Gemara, so if one in fact did take a haircut or shave on Erev Yom Tov, so he did not neglect Kavod Yom Tov, so he would be allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. The majority of the Rishonim, however, reject this opinion, because even if this one individual happened to have shaved on Erev Yom Tov, when people see him on Chol HaMoed shaving, they're not going to know that he was the guy who shaved on Erev Yom Tov. How are they going to know he's the exception to the rule? They wouldn't know what he did Erev Yom Tov. So that's one question the Rishonim ask against Rabbeinu Tam. Secondly, they say, the Mishnah and the Gemara do not make any mention of this heter. Oh, if you shave Erev Yom Tov, you can shave Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah just says you can't shave Chol HaMoed, and the few exceptions to the rule are the guys who were just released from prison, just released from captivity, etc. And therefore, the Rishonim reject Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. Recorded the Nebi Yehuda in his Tshuvas, who gave a heter haro'as shah to an individual who needed to shave during Chol HaMoed on the basis of Rabbeinu Tam's Shita, provided, says the Nebi Yehuda, that the person who gives you your haircut on Chol HaMoed is a poel ani she'ein lo mayochal, is a poor individual who needs to make a parnasa, and you're paying him for his wages, for his work. So under those circumstances, says Nebi Yehuda, perhaps that's when Rabbeinu Tam was matir shaving on Chol HaMoed, only if you have a poel ani she'ein lo mayochal, do the melacha for you, because even though the Nebi Yehuda suggests taking a haircut might be considered a melacha, but if it's being done by a poel ani she'ein lo mayochal, that would be permissible. Rabbi Yehuda argues lahalacha, and many other poskim disagreed with his chiddush din, but that was the chiddush of the Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva in Or Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Siman Kuf Samach Gimel, writes the following. He says those who have a need to shave on Chol HaMoed, bizman hazeh bimdin asenu, says Rav Moshe, one is able to be matir shaving on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because he said, nowadays, people who shave regularly do so every day, every other day, every third day. It's not the exception to the rule, oh, he's the guy who shaves every other day or every day. Today, when you see someone who's clean-shaven, you assume that, like most people who are clean-shaven, he does so every single day, or regularly, at the very least. And therefore, Moshe says, the Rishonim who disagree on Rabbeinu Tam would not be chulik in this scenario. Why? Because, as we mentioned before, one of the reasons why Rishonim disagreed with Rabbeinu Tam was because Rabbeinu Tam said, as long as you shave Erev Yom Tov, so you're a Mekayim Kavod Yom Tov, you can shave on Chol HaMoed also. The other Rishonim ask, well, how's anyone else supposed to know that you shaved Erev Yom Tov? But nowadays, says Rav Moshe, when everyone who shaves regularly, so everyone will assume if they see you clean shave on Chol HaMoed, they know that you shaved not just today, but that you shaved also Erev Yom Tov. It's not going to be a chiddush, oh, how come he's allowed to shave today? Today, where the norm is that people shave regularly, so everyone is going to assume that, oh, if he shaves today, he shaved Erev Yom Tov too. So then Rav Moshe says, every Rishon is going to be motivated to Ben Otam, but there's no concern anymore, because everyone's going to recognize that a guy who shaves today shaves every day, or every other day at the very least, and they'll assume he shaved Erev Yom Tov as well. Rav Moshe then says, and even though some Rishonim ask on Ben Otam that the Gemara should have made mention of this heter, how come the Gemara makes no mention of this heter? If it's such a pashut azach that someone who shaved Erev Yom Tov can shave Chol HaMoed, then why doesn't the Mishnah of the Gemara make mention of this exception to the rule? So Moshe says, he says, the reason is because the heter that I'm giving you is only assuming that you're living in a country or in an area where everyone who shaves, shaves regularly, where that's the norm. So Moshe says, in the times of the Gemara, times of the Mishnah, that wasn't the norm. It was only, you know, one or two here or there that would shave on a regular basis. Most people did not shave with such regularity. So the Gemara, very understandably, would not have had need to say, oh, someone who shaves regularly can shave on Chol Moed also, because that was such a miyuto, such an uncommon occurrence, it wasn't the norm. People would never assume, seeing a guy shaving on Chol Moed, that he also shaved on Yom Tov. But says Reb Moshe, nowadays, where all the Bnei HaMedina who shave regularly, every day, every other day, every third day, so Reb Moshe says that Me'ikadin, you'd be allowed to shave on Chol Moed as well, and even those who are Cholek and Menatam would agree to be Matir in this scenario. Moshe then says, well, maybe, though, you should still question the following. If what I'm telling you is true, that today's mitzias is not what it once was, that today's heter is based on the fact that most people shave regularly, and that didn't exist in times of the Gemara, so if it didn't exist in times of the Gemara, that means it was never explicitly allowed by the Gemara. And if it was never explicitly allowed by the Gemara, wasn't included in their heter for shaving on Chol HaMoed, then maybe it should be considered an Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Can't shave because it's considered an Isser Malacha. So Moshe then says that even that is not a concern. Because Moshe says, Poshet Leni is Daiti, that since it's being done with Sorech HaMoed, Lekishut Uleyipui, it's being done to make oneself look better, Lekavad Yom Tov, but Moshe says that's not Isser Medin Malacha at all. The only concern would theoretically be that if you shave on Chol HaMoed, you might not shave Erev Yom Tov. But again, since today most people who shave regularly, so if you do in fact shave Erev Yom Tov, then you would be allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed as well. So Moshe says the following. He says, Baruch Lani es Daiti, that bizmanenu bimdinasenu, where those who shave regularly do so every day, or every other day, or every third day, lekoshum iser. There's no iser if they want to shave for yipui purposes on Chol HaMoed. However, Moshe writes in the conclusion, he says, mikomakom eini noheg lahatir, I don't give this heter except lemi sheyeshlo tsorech biyoser or mitzta'er biyoser. I am only accustomed to giving this heter to someone who has a real need to shave or is extremely uncomfortable if he doesn't shave. Moshe says, if someone wants to rely on this heter just for looking better, mishum yipui levad, no, he doesn't have a real need to. He doesn't feel very uncomfortable. He just wants to do it to look nicer. Ein limchos biyado. Don't object. Don't protest. Me'etzim hadin hu mutter l'nias daiti. Bottom line, it is mutter. But Moshe, though, in practice, would only give the heter to somebody who felt had a real need to shave, or if somebody was mitzta'er b'yoseh.